There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
I'm a bobblehead. I'm a football bobblehead. Yo, we are starting. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. And I'm wondering if you could figure out which one I am. My buddy Mark Anthony is joining me here today, and this is our debut show. Mark, are you like, I see him coming in. Ready? I could see my Uncle Ralph just showed up right here saying, Patricia!
Pat, it's great. This is, and to all the audience, welcome to the world premiere of The Psychic and the Doc. And this is going to be a great show because it's been in the evolution, if you will, for a couple years now. And I think Dr. Pat, ever since I was on your show, the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm thinking that had to be almost 10 years ago, or maybe it was 10 years ago. And we just clicked right away. And so we've been talking about how it would be great to do a show that nobody else is doing, where we combine our two unique skill sets, where, Dr. Pat is a behavioral psychologist who's got this whole street smart intuitive sense, and have me in the second portion of the show conduct readings for callers. And then Dr. Pat chimes in with her inspirational insights. And we think that this is going to be a very empowering show for people. And that's why the subtitle of the show is called Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed.
Yeah. I mean, and this is really exciting. I mean, one of the things too, Mark, I want to talk about is that the evolution of pain for a minute.
Yeah.
One of the things that I know, and you and I have talked about, and I've talked about it a lot, which is when we go through life, there are things that happen to us. And I asked the question on the Dr. Pat Show a lot about what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you've overcome? And the reason I asked that question is because I look back at my life and I look back at some of the things that have happened. I also look back at some of the people that if they had not helped me, I would not be here today. And so it's not a coincidence that you and I are showing up in this way to support people in a way we've never done before. Bold ideas, extraordinary circumstances require extraordinary action. And that's part of what brought us together here to say that we want to meet people where they are. Wherever you are, whatever the walk of life is, whatever you're thinking about, if you're in a really tough place, great. If you're not in a really tough place, that's still great because we can help you. Whatever that is, this is a time to not take the walk alone. What do you think, Mark? I mean, honestly, thank God I didn't have to do that.
Well, it's true. It's true because no matter who you are, what station of life you're in, socioeconomic status, background, gender identity, religious background, or whatever, everyone's got problems. Everyone has something, and it's real easy for us to look at movie stars and rock and roll stars and think, gee, I'd really want to be like that person. And Pat, there was something that my mother once told me. And my mother was a very gifted psychic medium. And she said to me that whenever you're depressed or sad, think of 10 people that you know. And she said, Mark, don't think about movie stars and rock and roll stars that you like, because their press agents make sure that their personal problems aren't there for us to see. But think of 10 people that you know, and then ask yourself if you'd really want to be any one of them. Do you want their family? Do you want their emotional upset, their financial problems, their drama, their trauma? And she said, and when you do that, it helps you to develop a better perspective about the things that you have, not just from the material sense, but from the emotional and mental skill set. And that's part of what we're here to do, is to help people realize that no matter what discord they think is in their life, that's the hand of cards that they've been dealt with. And we're going to help them and hopefully guide them to play the right cards.
I love this, because one of the things I want to talk to you about is the idea in the work that the team did, and we sat down and we thought about, what do we want people to know about the show? And we came up with Rocky, of course, is in the background, Linda, Jessica, David, who did that beautiful opener. What is this show? Practical, paranormal, power. So let's talk about practical for a minute, because I am a quadruple Sagittarian. I will say I do have my moon and a bunch of planets in Capricorn, just for people to know. But in the end, practical doesn't mean what people think it means. So when they think about practical, they don't think about the magnitude of it, right? So they think about practical means I don't take risks. Practical means I don't step out. Practical, look, one of my mentors, Herbert Benson, wrote a book a bunch of years ago. This was the man that pointed me in the direction. And he wrote this book. And it's a book that he wrote back at, he went to the University of California, but he also Harvard. So he writes this book. And he writes this book about the response, right? And it's a book, comes out, and he's a psychology guy, and he writes this book, and it's about epigenetics and yoga, and he's like writing a book, and he's like, oh, I should be writing about psychology. And he comes out with the book. And he says, I'm going to tell you about the connections in the brain. So he's got this book about the response, the emotional response, what we can do. He calls it the relaxation response. So here you have this person over here, Dr. Herbert Benson, and he comes out and he writes a book. So I'm thinking, I'm going to be able to use this book for something in my schooling. No. So he writes the book, and the book talks about the number of connections in the brain. And so this is a conversation about practicality for a moment. And he says, listen, your brain, you know how many connections your brain has? Think about this. I'm sitting here and I got my studio desk and you got your desk and we all got the desk. And he says, I want you to stack pieces of paper, like the white, you know, like you got the paper for the printer. And he's like, put the paper, like stack it, paper, 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 paper. And he said, you're going to stack that paper and you're going to stack it. It's going to go to the moon. Nope, you're not done yet. These are the connections in your brain. You're thinking, how many pieces of paper would get me from here to the moon? And then he goes on and he said, keep going. Now keep stacking the paper. And now let's go past the moon to the planet formerly known as Pluto. And he said, you're not done yet. Now keep stacking the paper, right? So it's a practical conversation about the magnitude of power we have in our brain. Hence, practical power. And he says, keep going. I want you to keep going. Like, how far do you want to keep going? And so I want you to keep going. Keep going, because I want you to go into like the 100 galaxy. Just go. Just get out there and go into the galaxies. In the end, what he says, which blew everybody away, is that if you did that, and he is a pioneer in meditation, if you did that, it's at least 100 trillion connections. And he gave a number. And I'm not going to read the number. The number is 25. And then you put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 groups of zero. Practical power. Now, when you take that, you think about our capacity. Let's talk about the paranormal, because that takes you to a place you can't count.
The paranormal is actually quite normal. And the thing is, and Dr. Pat, you and I have had this discussion on your show a number of times, is women's intuition, okay? I know every guy I know say that, you know, my wife or my girlfriend or my sister or my mom, they always have this intuitive sense. And growing up with parents who were psychic mediums, I'd like to ask all the male listeners, what about your gut instinct? And if you talk to first responders, military personnel, they all talk about that gut instinct. And the fact of the matter is that all of us have the ability to pick up on vibration and frequency around us. Now, we call it the paranormal because paranormal means outside of our normal experience. And with the fact that, you know, we got Halloween in a couple days, and for centuries, people believed that the veil between this side and the other side is somehow thinner during this time of the year, and that this is the time of year when a lot of people talk about the paranormal. Let me address that real quick. That would assume, okay, assuming that the veil between this side and the other side is closer, that would assume that the entire universe, and not just the universe, but according to string theory, the multiverses are all dependent upon a Northern European Celtic agricultural observance, which is harvest. All right, so that's a bunch of nonsense. The truth is that the other side spirits are around us constantly because it's a different frequency and a different dimension. And we can all tap into that. And that's why women's intuition is the same thing as gut instinct. You talk to military personnel, they will all tell you that if you don't trust your gut, and cops will tell you this, and firefighters. So we all have this intuitive sense. And so helping people to recognize these signs within them, that takes the practical, which is our logical left brain, if you will, workings of the brain, combining it with our right brain, emotional, intuitive sense. And when you start integrating these into your life, that leads to not just power, but empowerment over your own life. Because I think Dr. Pat, that one of the greatest fears and insecurities people have is that they don't feel that they're in control of their own lives. What do you feel?
Let me tell you, let's just talk about that, because the stigma about not feeling in control of your life, I want to address it with everybody out here. I want to just address something right now. So, like, go inside your gut for a moment, right? Let's just do this for a moment. And let's ask yourself, what is it like in the world you're living in right now, right? And you ask yourself, man, I got the two kids over here, not going back to work, I got COVID, COVID's on the rise. And you feel that. And somebody might tell you, I don't feel that. You're not supposed to feel that. Don't feel that. Really? Don't feel it? Are you kidding me? The question is, how do you feel it and still catapult your life to an amazing level? How do you do that? Then how do you take the practical paranormal and the power within you and pop that stuff together to really come forward in a way that allows you to dream, that allows you to look at your life? And that's why we decided to do this show. That's why when you hear us talk about this, this is a live call-in show. We are going to have guests, you bet. But we are connecting with all of you. And as a matter of fact, if you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819, because there's something else we need to tell folks. You know, a lot of shows, a lot of times people do shows like this. They say, oh, we're going to talk about this. But you know, Mark, we're not going to talk about this thing. Oh, can't talk about that. You know, maybe we're going to talk about this, but don't talk about that. What did you say when we were coming up with talking about the show? What did you say about the topics?
That all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. And it's very important because, I mean, think of the state of turmoil that our country and that the world is in right now. People are being shaken to their very core, their belief systems, their sense of security, their fears. And we are creating in this show, The Psychic and the Doc, a forum for people to call in and ask us for our advice, for our guidance on these things that are shaking them up. And that's why we're not going to say, oh, well, we can't talk about that because that's paranormal, or we can't talk about that because that's religious, or we can't talk about that because that involves some type of sexual moire or whatever. And that's why no topic is taboo.
You know, when I graduated school, we're going to pick up on this when we come back from break. When I graduated school and when I went off and I said, oh, I think I'm going to be a clinical psychologist, went off, moved to Seattle. I thought, Seattle, oh yeah, it's great. And this was not too long ago. And I'm like, well, I'm going to like, you know, I studied broken promises. There's an element of spirituality we need to address, you know, the experience people are going through. Yeah, there's the mind and there's the psychology and there's all the whatever the labels are. I want to talk about how to get to that deep place. The board said no. No. You can't do that. You cannot practice and do that. And I said, great. I didn't go to school not to help people. So I'm not going to become a clinical psychologist. That's going to be for somebody else. I'm going to do something that allows people to lean into their body, their mind, their spirit. That which you can see and that which you don't. I'm going to help folks understand that our perception of the world can literally open up the doors. When we come back, we're going to talk about the evolution of how Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and me, Dr. Pat, how we came together. And that this is a forum for everybody out there. And I got to tell you, we have pretty good fun on this. Because it's interesting to think about what happens when you graduate from a school and you get a psychology degree and you go out and you have your hands extended and you've got two things in your hand and then your dean wants to blacklist you because he thinks they're crystals. What do you do next? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Great to have you. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I am loving doing this show. We have been working on this show, but it's an idea whose time has come. And it, you know, it's interesting when you get two people like us, right? Myself and then Mark. And here we are. And we have these other worlds that we live in, right? You know, I have a certain venue in what I do every day, and most of you know me from the Dr. Pat Show or something else at Power Up. Mark, you know, is the psychic lawyer and, you know, the psychic explorer, radio, television, all of it. So the question would come up, what are you two doing together? Like, what? And the answer is a paranormal and psychic answer, Mark. Go ahead.
It actually, like I was saying before, it evolved over time, but it was the last time I was on tour in Seattle, and I was in studio with Dr. Pat, and we got to the portion of the show where, okay, we're opening up for callers, and people would call in, and I started doing readings on them, and there was one caller in particular who was extremely distraught. And I connected her with loved ones, and she was so immersed in her grief. And I knew that she was contemplating taking her own life. And then all of a sudden, I delivered her the message. And Dr. Pat said, well, here's what I'm seeing about this. And so Dr. Pat started giving her this very inspirational, uplifting counseling. And then it went back to me, and I got another message from her deceased loved one. And then it went back to Dr. Pat, and both of us, and my manager, Rocky, was with me, and Linda was there, and the recording engineer, we could tell this woman's voice went from this very, very depressed, sad state and started coming up and up and up. And it's like the sun rose in her soul. And when that show was over, we sat down and said, wait a second, no one else is doing anything like this. And the thing is, there's a lot of shows, you know, like we say in the intro, there's shows with lawyers, there's shows with psychics, there's shows with doctors, but there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc. And what's really fascinating about this, when I'm doing readings for people, information will come through. Many times it is not immediately recognizable to them. It takes time for them to process it. And that's the period after the reading that I call the unfolding. But oftentimes, the issue is that the person that's receiving the message, first off, they're not hearing what they think they want to hear or what they want to hear, or they're so close to their problem and their dilemma or their grief or whatever the issue is that it's clouding their judgment. And because I'm in the link with the spirits, you know, I can't always jump into back into the left brain material world to start interpreting for them. But Dr. Pat has this fresh set of objective eyes, not only as a behavioral psychologist, but also with years of just an amazing, and at times, Pat, I have to admit, you've had an extremely difficult life.
It's called baggage.
Okay,
it's years
baggage.
Carrying baggage. Let me just do it. Let me do it. I'm going to get into my, like, I was in that music video, so I'm a little bit like that. Baggage. It's baggage. But, you know, it's not baggage when you're going through it, Mark. But thank you for bringing that up, because we're going to talk about that today, too. Right?
Well, and the thing is, people always say, well, my life is so difficult. Or, you know, my loved one died, and I'm just devastated. And the truth is, we grow in response to adversity. Because if everything were just perfect all the time, we'd be burping rainbows, okay? And that and that isn't life. And the problem is, a lot of people surrender and they buckle under the pressure. And instead of confronting their issues, their problems, or seeking positive guidance, they can turn to drugs, alcohol, impulsive behaviors, violence. And that certainly is a way of dealing with your issues, although it's not the proper way of dealing with it. And Pat and I have both see this, certainly in her work as a psychologist, my work as a former prosecutor, and then as a criminal defense attorney. I was on a lecture, and I was about to do an event, and I mentioned how recently in that city, some psycho walked into a movie theater with a machine gun and shot like 50, 60 people and killed a good two dozen people. And I referred to the guy as a dirtbag. And then when it was over, some new agey type, and she goes, "Well, I'm a medium too, and you're not supposed to, you know, do public judgments." And it's like, look, I don't live in the Republic of Kumbaya running around flinging flowers and granola at people. I've sat across the table from psychotics who were restrained. And I remember one of them looked me right in the eye and said, "If I wasn't handcuffed, I'd slit your throat." So I don't live in an airy fairy Republic of Kumbaya, a new agey world. I have been there on the front lines. I've dealt with everything from misdemeanors to premeditated first degree murders, from people from coach, my reverence towards spirituality and towards spirit communication. And that's one of the reasons that I clicked with Dr. Pat, because she's not one of these ivory tower psychologists like, "Oh, let's go to the Freudian Pez dispenser. It must be your mother's problem." She's like, look, you know, you are feeling this way because of. And so we felt that it wasn't just a partnership, it's synergy. And the sum of the parts is greater than the individual pieces could ever be. And so that's why we believe that the time for this show is now. I've never seen our country and our world on the verge of such discord. That's why we're doing this.
I'm older than you, so I think I have. I mean, hey, look, I was at Stonewall. And I want to tell you, you know, people ask me about that. I never talk about it. The only reason it's come up recently is because one of our hosts' daughter that I met came on one of the Zoom meetings we had. And she said, "Hey, meet my daughter. My daughter's doing a paper on Stonewall." And I looked at this maybe 12, 13-year-old, and I said, "Oh, my gosh. Is your teacher, like, really, like, doing that?" And so I thought for a minute the history of what we've come through had been lost. We're just being remembered. We're remembering now. See, people look at the world and they think we've never been through this before. We have never quite been through this before with the kind of support we are getting or not getting. I'm just saying. I live in the state of Washington, and you know, this is not a political statement, folks. If it wasn't for my governor, I wouldn't be in business today. And you could say what you want about that, whether it's a mask or no mask, right? But we're learning about things now. And my mama, I bet she's going to come through right all over you right here. Mama Doris, my stepmama. Whew. Let's take a short break. When I come back, we're gonna talk about the making of the man, the making of the psychic lawyer, and the making of this woman from the Projects New York. What qualifies us to talk to you, a person that may be sitting trying to pay the bills, or maybe you're an executive or a stockbroker? What enables us to say, "We feel you"? When we come back, we're going to tell you about the heart. And this is the only show we're probably going to do this. This is our first show. But we're going to talk from the heart and just let all of you know that some of the stories are pretty hilarious. They're painful at the time. But when you look back and you think that, why did your mama throw that pogo stick at you? Well, that's going to be a funny thing to talk about. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here on The Psychic and the Doc. This is our debut show. It's one of many we're going to do, and we're kind of giving you a backdrop for what it is that we wanted to do to step up to help all of you. And, you know, some of this is really funny. I mean, I'm not kidding. I went to California, Mark. But before we do that, first, how do people find out more about you? Let's get them over to your website. Let's tell them what you do to make yourself available to work with them one-on-one. And then David's going to kick up some folks that want to get a reading.
Absolutely. My website is evidenceofeternity.com, just like my last book, Evidence of Eternity. And you can find out about the next time the psychic and the doc will be on. You can also order my books, Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity, and sign up for a telephone reading with me. And since this is our world premiere, if people mention the premiere of the psychic and the doc, you'll qualify for a reduction in the fee on a one-on-one telephone session with me. So that's all on my website, evidenceofeternity.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to find out more about me right now, the best place to go is the Dr. Pat Show or Transformation Talk Radio. You're going to be hearing a lot more, but that's on another show in days to come. We are taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. We're going to talk stories, but before we get to that, David, and I just want to say something else that's really cool. You want to, David doesn't know I'm going to say this, so David, please hold on to your, fasten your seatbelt. Even though this is a one-hour show, if we have to go longer to handle your questions, we will go longer. Why? Because I own the network, I guess, and because I just thought of it.
I don't know. And because sometimes your problems just don't fit into into a segment.
Yeah. So, and I think people are feeling this out. They're like, I know that Mark Anthony dude, but who's this one over here? You know, what's up with her hair? And like, is she really wearing pink? And there's a story behind the pink. But
why don't you tell us the story behind the pink?
Let's go. We got to get a reading in here. We got people like, I want to talk to Mark.
Okay, great. I'm ready.
They're like, stop talking. David, who do we have?
Yeah, we have a Facebook message actually from the chat saying, I would love a message from Mark Anthony, and that's from Jamie Smith.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Well, is she calling in?
She's on Facebook. I don't know if she even knows to call in. You can actually call in, Jamie.
Give her the number because people ask, well, I'd like a message. Okay, the message could be you're going to have pizza sometime in the next year. And I don't mean to be facetious, but...
Let me tell you something. If you gave me that message, you would blame all. If you gave me the pizza message, all of my doctors would be like, no. And I would be like, yes. They would be like, no, you're like gluten free. You can't have the pizza. And I would be like, yes, Mark said it.
Well, there is gluten free pizza.
Oh, my God. Don't even go there. I'm from New York. You get on. Talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Jamie, 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in. We got folks here. They're really cool. They'll talk to you and they'll get you in. But in the meantime, let's see what might Mark come up with. Jamie's like, I'm going to call in. Jamie, I will call in.
What people need to realize is I'm a medium. That means I connect with the spirits of your deceased loved ones on the other side. Because a lot of people want to call in and find about their love life and career because everybody wants to know about their love life and career. The thing is, spirits may bring that up or they may not. Okay, so I'm not a fortune teller. And the thing is, everything that I do is about frequency. So when I open up my brain to higher frequencies, mm-hmm. spirits are going to come forward. And the reason that, you know, we're asking people to call in is because once I hear them, their voice, their vibration.
They're calling in now, dude.
Then I can connect.
They're calling in now. We're going to go right to the phones, but I just want to say I would never ask you about a love life. You know why?
Why?
Zero. Don't have one. Trying to love myself. David, who do we have?
Which is an important lesson.
Sure. We have Victor from Seattle.
Hey, Victor. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, welcome, Victor. How you doing?
Oh, doing good.
Hey, how can we help you today?
So I guess in the spirit of Halloween, wanted to ask kind of a spooky question. I experimented with a Ouija board a month or 6 weeks ago, and had actually kind of a disturbing experience with it. And then afterwards felt like maybe, you know, negative energy was following me for a while. just kind of wanted to hear what you guys thought about Ouija boards.
Okay.
Are real.
Yeah, that's actually that's a great question. We could be twins, Victor. Let me turn that over to Mark to start it off.
First off, spirit communication needs to be approached seriously and with reverence. And where do you buy a Ouija board? You can buy it at some type of store, or more often than not, a toy store. Also, a Ouija board, you have to remember, is a piece of wood. And the planchette, which is the little device that you put your fingers on with you or some other people, and it moves around. So the thing is, you're the one that draws spirits into the reading, not the Ouija board. And sometimes a Ouija board can be a conduit for non-human spiritual intelligence, like elementals and spirits that are more connected with plants and earth energies and animals. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in the devil. And I don't believe in all that primitive Bronze Age and Iron Age nonsense that religions use to scare people. So it's not unusual for people to think that, the Ouija board was a conduit for negativity. You know, did you pray? Did you ask to be enveloped in light? Did you ask God only to send forth spirits for the highest of purposes? And so that's what I do before I engage in spirit communication. And I've conducted over 15,000 readings, and I've never had the boogeyman come through yet. So I wouldn't be so worried about that, but I would not. Legitimate medium doesn't need it. So what also happens a lot of times with the Ouija board is, you know, when the planchette's moving around, you're actually projecting your own subconscious fears and feelings there. And so that's why you're getting this negative feedback. Pat, what do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. Victor, you still there? All right. Okay. Let me tell you what I think, because this is part of the thing of it. First of all, I want to acknowledge you for your intuitive insight and the pickup on it, because I don't think I've ever met anybody in my life that shares something like that. There wasn't a modicum of truth to it. So let's just talk about that. What I've learned about this is, and I wonder about this, and I wonder if you wouldn't mind answering the question. When you sat down with the board, do you remember what your energy was?
Why did I sit down with it?
Yeah, when you went to work with the Ouija board, do you remember how you were feeling? Were you afraid? Was there something in your life? Were you really looking for an answer? Was somebody already, like, hanging around? Do you remember that feeling at all? Some people do, some people don't.
For me, it was curiosity. So we did a couple sessions with it, and at first it felt really positive, but then it sort of veered into a really negative place. I went into it wanting to just kind of, you know, have an interesting experience and maybe learn something.
Yeah. So this is what I want to say about it, and from a very practical and energetic, you are really tuned in. Do you know that, Victor? Do you know you're really tuned in? You know what I mean by tuned in? You, like, get the connection, like, zoom, immediately, right? That's what's happening. You got the first connection. Anytime that I try to redo something or think, or I get that first connection, it says, go do that, Pat. Yeah, go skydiving or start this or do that. That first connection is the one. When I go back to do it again, I usually get something I wasn't looking for. My advice to you is delete. Delete the second. It's the first one that wanted to give you that attention, right? That's the one I would lean into. And I want to say this. For me, anytime I've doubted myself or doubted other people that wanted to help me, it has cost me dearly. And what I want to say to you is, whatever that first message was, I would really spend some time with it. And you can always call back next week and we could see what the expanded nature of that is, Victor. Make sense? Got it?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Victor. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Victor. Appreciate it.
Yeah. David.
Yes, ma'am.
Who else do we have? Did Jamie call?
We have Jamie. Yeah, you want to talk to Jamie?
Of course.
All right, we'll put Jamie on. Hey, Jamie, you're on with Mark Anthony and Dr. Pat on The Psychic and the Doc.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Jamie, how you hitting them?
We are doing well over here. How are you?
Good. I'm going to turn you over to Mark.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing? Perfect. What can I help you with?
You know, I am just kind of looking for just an open kind of direction type of connection, if that makes sense. But I do think pizza sounds lovely for dinner, so I thought I should call in because I have been actually struggling, which is kind of funny, with what to make for dinner. So
I could tell you what to make for dinner right now.
That'd be great.
I could go ahead and mark.
I'm not sure.
Right? I could tell you.
I'm not really sure what your question is. You're asking me to contact the other side to tell you what to make for dinner?
No, she's asking me about the dinner.
Okay.
I'm the one that gets the dinner question.
Here's my answer to the dinner question.
There's a connection with someone, and Mark's going to connect you with that person. And that person somehow in your life was part of some kind of food experience. Let me give you an example. Every time my grandmama Bellella comes in, I was doing a show on aromatherapy today, really? And Mama Bellella comes in because she wants me to tell everybody how she made us wear oregano olive oil on our face, right? In the middle of an interview about aromatherapy with a best-selling author, like an expert, right? Out of my mouth comes that. And then I couldn't get it back. So somehow there's someone that has passed that shares some kind of food connection. With me, Mama Bellella was about the meatballs. And now I cannot stop thinking about meatballs. And because my doctor said now that I could have like the meatballa, I have got to get all the right ingredients because I know if I make the meatball and I don't follow her, I'm going to be, but it's her. It's her. So I wonder for you, I do believe someone is trying to talk to you about what to make for dinner. That's why you can't decide. But I think the message is even deeper than that. I think there is some connection somewhere with some experience you've had that touches your heart so deeply that they want to share something with you to help you move forward in a certain way. Mark, I don't know.
Jamie, there's a male energy coming in connected to you. And what I'm getting is he feels like he could be on the generation above you, which could be the parent level. Sometimes it could be the grandparent level because all grandfathers are fathers, but not all fathers are grandfathers. But male energy coming in, and I'm feeling with his cause of passing, massive pressure buildup in my head. I mean, it feels like almost my head's going to come apart. But I'm also getting that in tandem with rapid and irregular heartbeat. So he very well could have been having a heart attack. He could have been also having the stroke heart attack combo because I'm feeling a numbness running down the whole left side of my body. And the thing is, it didn't take him right away. It took him some time to pass. So this hit him and then he was in an impaired state. I'm also feeling pressure and pain at the bottom of my rib cage on the right side. So it's also affecting his liver. And certainly this gentleman was on a lot of medications leading up to this because I'm tasting this metallic sensation in my mouth. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, my grandfather on my mom's side.
Okay.
Military? Was he a military man?
Yes.
Okay. Let me keep working with him. It's funny when Pat was talking about oregano and olive oil.
On my face, not eating it. Grandma would throw that. We'd smell like a giant pizza in kindergarten.
All right, hold on. I'm getting this massive infusion of garlic. Now, the reason I'm asking this, Jamie, is there some issue with you with garlic? In other words, like you love it or you have almost an aversion to it?
I love garlic.
Okay, you love garlic. All right, hold on. This grandfather is talking to me about what's going on with you physically. And the weird thing is, when I say weird, I don't mean in the negative. Well, I'm getting like these tremors and shakes in my hands, and I'm also getting a sense of unsteadiness, and I'm tasting a lot of sodium, and I'm feeling blood pressure anomalies. You know if there's anything going on with your blood pressure, and are you having any type of shakes or tremors? And the thing is, sometimes the shakes and tremors can also be like low blood sugar. You know, people are hypoglycemic or pre-diabetic can get like that. Does any of this make sense to you?
I do actually take blood pressure medication.
Bingo.
And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he's coming through, and what he's telling us is that the reason you were thinking about the, you know, what to make for dinner and all this, because, you know, obviously the food's associated with family, but he's telling you that the blood pressure medication needs to be regulated. And he's also telling me that even though you're taking it, you're not actually modifying your diet to compensate. Because a lot of people, and what he's telling me is, your attitude is, and this is not being judgmental, he's here to help you. He said that you're eating whatever you want to eat because you think that the blood pressure medication is going to do the job. And what he's saying is, no, you've got to start making these dietary changes, which is why you've got to watch out for the sodium and watch out for the other high cholesterol type of foods. Also, because you want to stay away from things with the shaking, the tremors, which could actually lead to stroke and heart attack. So this is what I call spirit intervention, where the spirit of this grandfather is coming through to help you, to guide you away from that course to a very healthy one. And that's why it's all focusing on food. And that's why Dr. Pat was saying what she was saying as well, because there is somebody here that is equated with food. And it's not just with the love and food connection, it's also with your health.
Oh, okay. So can I give you the recipe I'd like you to think about cooking?
Jamie? Of course.
Do you eat meat?
Yes.
Chicken? Do you eat chicken?
I do eat chicken, yeah.
All right, here's a recipe, because this is the thing that I got when you were talking. So there is a garlic chicken recipe that, you know, not Grandmama Bolella. She didn't put this. This is now the other grandmother. This is the most delicious thing. And it should be good for you for the blood pressure, okay? So it is really simple, really delicious. Just do not put it over any kind of pasta or gluten, and I'm going to help you with that. You get the chicken, you cut it up, right? I want you to take the chicken, cut it up, put it in a bag, plastic bag, glass bowl. Then I want you to literally get yourself either the ground up garlic or a half a whole bulb of garlic. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to mash them up, right? Then in the pan, what I want you to do is, if you want to keep the whole glycemic thing down, either avocado oil, coconut oil, something like that, in the pan. Hit that garlic, right? Little bit of salt, little bit of pepper. But if you have either oregano oil or something like that, put a couple of that in there. So I want you to get that going. You have an onion? I want you to take the onion, cut the onion up, put it in with the garlic. So I want you to do that first. Then what I want you to do is add a little bit of chicken broth if you have it. If you don't have chicken broth, water is okay. Then what I want you to do is put the chicken in. And the chicken is sliced up. You put it in. You are not going to cook that for an hour. That's just going to cook till you get it done. When you're done, you should have this chicken, garlic, onion, seasoned to taste, whatever herb you want to throw in there, just chuck them in. Right? What do you then put that over? Well, if you don't have pasta, and you shouldn't eat pasta like me, but I can have pizza in a year, thanks to Mark. What you want to do is you want to experiment. Broccoli. How do you cook the broccoli? Well, I throw the broccoli right in with that garlic. Cut the broccoli up small enough so it almost acts like something you put it on. And just put it in there, saute it for a few minutes, and that there you go. Now, somehow, I think this, your grandfather, this had to be like a thing he did, but that is, when you were talking about it, That is the recipe that came up. And I got to tell you, I haven't made that recipe for myself in years.
Hey, Pat, brown rice, is that safe on a gluten-free diet?
It should be. But, you know, when you're looking your blood pressure, you want to just watch your carbs.
Yeah.
Brown rice is good. How does that sound? And that takes like 10 minutes to make there, Jamie.
Oh, it sounds delicious, and I do love to cook, so that sounds like something I should be trying here this week, for sure.
All right, when are we coming over? When are we going to go over? When are we going to Jamie's, Mark? What do you think?
Oh, let me tell you, if I could be there, I'd say let's go. Right,
Jamie, thank you so much. Did we get you covered here?
No, that's fantastic. Thank you very much to both of you.
Oh, you bet. Hey, everybody, right, we're going to take a break, but we're going to do an extended version of the show. Normally, the show would end, but we're not going to end it. We've got a couple of other people that want to talk, want to call in. This is our debut show. I hope Mark doesn't have any other appointments.
We're just getting warmed up. This is our premiere. Let's do it.
Woo! Yeah, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to tell you why I have nightmares about my pogo stick. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.